The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وصحبك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وصحبك يا نور الله
The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "There will be no shade on the day of judgment, except the shade of the throne of Allah Almighty. Three persons will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne of Allah Subhanahu." It was humbly asked, "O the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will be those people? Now listen carefully. Who will be those fortunate people who will be under the shade of the divine throne of Allah Almighty on the day of judgment?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one who relieves the distress of my ummati, the one who removes the difficulty of my ummati, number two, the one who revives my sunnah, and the number third is the one who recites salat upon me in abundance." Sallu ala al habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mother of the believer, the lady Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, left this world. The first lady who accepted the Islam, the first wife of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So our topic is how the wife should be. Ek wife ko kaisa hona chahiye? This is our topic today. But main theme, our topic is about the blessed life of the mother of believers, the first wife of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. اگر ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ ہمارے گھروں میں رحمتیں اور برکت آئیں تو ہمیں ان کی سیرت پر عمل کرنا پڑے گا اسپیشلی آور اسلامک سسٹر سو پلیز ہمارے ساتھ رہیے گا انشاءاللہ آئیے تلاوت قرآن پاک سنتے ہیں انشاءاللہ
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد مصطفى اور ان کی آل انجتن ہے با کمال مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل انجتن ہے با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
ہے با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام انام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول ب
بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام پنجتن ہیں با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق سر وہ سمن سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام پنجتن کا غلام مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آہ پنجتن ہیں با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آہ پنجتن ہیں با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
میں قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری ہے حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنجتن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر نام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول
سبحان اللہ دیو یو سمدھی چینل آور ٹاپک از ہاؤ وائف شوڈ بی جی ہاں اور ٹاپک ریلیٹڈ ہے ہمارا جو فرسٹ وائف آف دی بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ کہ جنہوں نے سب سے پہلے اسلام قبول کیا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے سب سے پہلے وحی کے بعد جن سے بات چیت کی جن کو بتایا وہ جنہوں نے سب سے پہلے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ نماز ادا کی جن کے گھر سے اسلام کا نور پھیلا اور جن کے گھر سے کہتے ہیں کہ اسلام کا ایک طریقے سے آغاز ہوا سب سے پہلے ایمان لانے والی اور ہر موقع پہ میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی مدد کرنے والی جی ہاں تو یہ آج جو ہمارا ٹاپک ہے حضرت خدیجۃ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی لائف سے جو ہماری گھر کی بہنیں ہیں مائیں ہیں اور یہ کس طریقے سے سبق لے سکتی ہیں ہاؤ وائف شوڈ بی یہ یاد رکھیے گا گھر کے اندر اگر ماحول اچھا ہوتا ہے بندہ بڑے سے بڑے کام اچیو کر لیتا ہے لیکن گھر کے اندر ہی ڈسٹربینس ہوتی ہے تو بندہ کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکتا ہے وہ ٹینشن میں ہی رہتا ہے تو حضرت خدیجۃ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی بلس لائف کو بلس سیرت کو اگر پڑھیں تو آپ کو یہ دکھے گا کہ انہوں نے ہر موقع پہ آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ساتھ کھڑی ہوئی ہیں ہوتا یہ ہے کہ گھر کے اندر تھوڑا سا معاملہ خراب ہوتا ہے تو وہ کہتے جی تم نے کیا کیا ہے وہ اپنا راستہ لے لیتی ہیں ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے بگا تو یہی ہے کہ ہر اچھے برے میں کھڑا ہوا جائے بھارت ٹاپک کا آغاز کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ شاہد بھائی کے ساتھ انشاءاللہ جی شاہد بھائی
ماشاءاللہ شاہ صاحب a beautiful topic and a very important topic especially in this day and age of how should a wife be normally shaz we see that husband and wife they are such a couple that makes a household blossom if they respect and understand each other then you have this happiness within the household on the other hand if anything comes between them some disputes some arguments it can destroy their relationship so therefore it is important that there's a mutual understanding between the husband and wife and especially to bring up the children because it takes both a husband and wife to bring up the children in the right aspect and we tend to see that children nowadays they are more attached to the mother and because they're more attached to the mother it is important that the mother has this connection and this upbringing for the children in the Islamic environment so therefore what we tend to do is that nowadays there's a competition between husband and wife in this society in nowadays in this day and age if husband is working the wife she also wants to work and come out to the same level as her husband saying that while you're working I want to work and we can be level on one another we see that we neglect the children at a young age by sending them to nurseries or getting childminders to bring our children up in that aspect whereas the husband and wife should be such that they both bring up the children in this aspect it does not mean that the wife cannot work Islam allows a female to work it's laid some rules and regulations some principles a woman can work if she complies with the Islamic rules and regulations so therefore a woman can go out and work but she needs to stay within the boundaries if a husband is doing something a wife should not suspect or argue with the husband as well there's got to be give and take between both a wife when we especially when we going out to looking for a marriage for ourselves or our children we need to look at an aspect whether the girl we're looking at is she got the Islamic upbringing is she reading her namaz daily is she fasting during the month of Ramadan is she respecting her parents or is she someone who just wants to be free of any questioning this is something important because this will help a marriage in a particular aspect be successful as well because if the husband and wife have this understanding then they can have a successful marriage. The wife, before marriage, she's been living with her parents, her siblings, and she's got a different upbringing, a different mentality. But once she comes to the household of her husband, everything changes for her on that aspect. And when things change, she's got a lot to take on as well, because her previous lifestyle with her parents, her siblings was different, because her parents would have given all the love and care, everything that she needed. But now she's married, life has changed as a wife to her live with the husband and live in the husband's household. And she has to maintain and care about her husband and his household as well. Therefore, for a woman to be successful, she needs to look after her husband, his feelings, and make him feel comfortable as well. Because if a wife is not looking after her husband's care, if she's not looking after her husband's household, then there's going to be problems. And when problems begin, they don't stop. One issue will relate to another issue, then it'll go on to another issue. And at the end, you'll see that many will probably end up separations and may end up in divorce. And this is something that which can be avoided if only there's Islamic understanding within husband and wife. If there's Islamic upbringing, then these things can be avoided. Wife, we should encourage them to do good deeds at a young age. So as they bring in, as they're growing older, they know what is right, what is wrong in accordance with Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue further on this.
Shahid bhai, bade pyare andaaz mein leke chal rahe the. Munif Shah saab aa gaye, aur inshallah kuch سیرت کے اوپر بھی بات ہوتی ہے. حضرت خدیجہ الکبریٰ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کیسے زندگی گزارتی تھی, کیا کیا القابات تھے, انشاءاللہ. جی حضور.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید صاحب, a beautiful topic again our team has brought up, and سید صاحب, this is such a topic which is needed in the current society that we should learn from our pious predecessors, especially the women in Islam in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even after that, how they lived their life. Similarly, men, they should look at the male side, and they should look how they live their life and how I am living my life. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say something, and the women of the household would believe it. So similarly, without any tashbih, without any comparison, if the man of the household says something, then the woman should believe. This is acted upon the seerah of our pious predecessors. And Sayyidah, we'll come to the lineage and all these blessings, the attributes, the fawail of such blessed women, especially the for whom the today's topic is, Sayyidatuna Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. But Sayyidah, just before that, I'd like to mention that how should you be towards your family, which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. This goes for both sides, even though our topic is for the other side, but this is for both sides. The Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, Khayrukum, best amongst you. Now when the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, the mercy of the universe, when they say that the best amongst you, then that's something that we should take on board. That the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam is saying this. He said, Khayrukum, Khayrukum li ahli wa ana khayrukum li ahli. That the best amongst you is the one who is the best to his family. Now, if you want to be from, let's say from both sides, the male and the female side, if you want to be known as the best, according to what the Prophet ﷺ said, then be good to your family. Be good. There should be less complaining from either side. And this was not found in the time of our pious predecessors, say so. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, any problems that the women of the household they had, they would direct go to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, you know, this is the issue, please resolve. But say so, if we were to take that into our lifehood now, that if an issue, then resolve, talk and resolve. So that one thing that's gone missing is this talking. When we keep this problem embedded in our hearts, that eventually it reaches our mind. Mm. And then that starts to eat us away. And and is mentioned in the Quran, says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and deal with them kindly. This is for both sides. So deal with them kindly, and say, sir, you know how you deal with a person. If I'm nice to someone, you expect them to be nice back with me. So some scholars have mentioned the following, that talk to others how you want to be spoken to. or deal with other matters how you want others to deal with your matters. If you learn me with it softly, then deal with their matters like that. If you want your matters to be dealt harshly, then be harsh. This is the example. And this is something that we should take from the lifestyle, the seerah of such our pious predecessors, the women of the household, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and what they would do in regards to throughout the life of the Prophet Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll touch upon this also as an inshallah.
MashaAllah. Chale ji, baat ho rahi thi how wife should be. Aur yaad rakhein ke jo ummahatul mu'mineen hain, wo tamam mu'mineen ki maaye hain. Aur unme sabse pehle jo hain, wo aaj jinke baare mein hum baat kar rahe hain, Khadijatul Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ab unki statement dekhiye mere aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the leader of all the prophets. اب ان کا سٹیٹمنٹ دیکھیں میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرماتے ہیں خدا کی قسم یعنی کہ اور اس پہ انڈوز ہو رہی ہے بات خدا کی قسم خدیجہ سے بہتر مجھے کوئی بیوی نہیں ملی جب سب لوگوں نے میرا انکار کیا اس وقت مجھ پر ایمان لائی جب مجھے کوئی چیز دینے کے لیے تیار نہ تھا اس وقت خدیجہ نے مجھے اپنا سارا مال دیا جب سب لوگ مجھے جھٹلا رہے تھے اس وقت انہوں نے میری تصدیق کی جس وقت کوئی شخص مجھے کوئی چیز دینے کو تیار نہ تھا اس وقت خدیجہ نے مجھے اپنا سارا مال دے دیا اور انہی سے اللہ پاک نے مجھے اولاد عطا فرمائی یعنی سٹیٹمنٹ دیکھیں کتنا پیارا ہے آج کے دور میں جو میری بہنیں سن رہی ہیں کیا آپ کے بارے میں یہ سٹیٹمنٹ دیا جا سکتا ہے سٹیٹمنٹ دے کون رہا ہے میرا آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جو تمام نبیوں کے سردار ہیں سب کچھ جانتے ہیں سب کچھ دیکھا والا ہے میرا آقا کیا فرما رہے ہیں خدیجہ سے بہتر مجھے کوئی بیوی نہیں ملی ہے سب کچھ قربان کیا آج ہوتا ہے کہ یہ میرا ہے فوراً بات ہوتی ہے وہ کمانے لگ جائے تو وہ اپنا حال جتانے لگ جاتی ہے لڑنے شروع ہو جاتی ہے کچھ تھوڑا سا زیادہ ہو جائے تو اس کے اوپر جھگڑے شروع ہو جاتے ہیں کیا آپ کے گھر والے جو ہیں کیونکہ ٹاپک ہی یہی ہے آپ بولیں گے تو میل ہے اس لیے میل کی بات ہمارا ٹاپک ہی یہی ہے آج آپ کی بات ہو رہی ہے کل جب ان کی بات ہوگی تو ان کو سمجھائیں گے ابھی تو آپ سے بات ہو رہی ہے ہاؤ وائف شوڈ بی گھر والوں کو کیسا ہونا چاہیے تو آج جب آپ کی بات ہے تو آپ اسے کلام کریں گے تو آپ کے بارے میں آپ کے ہسبینڈ یہ اسٹیٹمنٹ دے سکتے ہیں اس سے بہتر بیوی مجھے نہیں ملی جب مجھے ضرورت پڑی یہ کھڑی ہوئی ہے جب مجھے پرابلم ہوئی یہ کھڑی ہوئی ہے نہیں ہے تو سوچنے کی بات تو ہے نا پھر کیوں نہیں ہے یہ تو ہمیں اسلام بتاتا ہے یہ تو یہ بھی ہے کہ بھائی آپ نے جو ہے اس کا حکم ماننا ہے اس کی بات ماننی جو شریعت کے دائرے میں ہے یعنی کتنا بڑا اسٹیٹمنٹ ہے لیکن کیا آج یہ بات ہو رہی ہو تو بات دودھ لانے کو تیار نہیں بولے ذرا پانی پلا دینا خود اٹھ کے پی لو یعنی یہ گھروں کا حال ہے تو گھر میں سکون کہاں ہے یہ یاد رکھیے گا یہ نا گاڑی پہیے ایک بولے میں نے رائٹ جانا ایک کہنا میں نے لیفٹ جانا گاڑی نہیں چلے گی گھر کی وہ ایک ہی سائڈ چلتے ہیں اسٹیئرنگ جب مڑتا ہے تو اسی لیے گھر کا ایک سربراہ ہوتا ہے مرد افسر ہے گھر اسلام نے بنایا ہے ٹھیک ہے نا قرآن نے بتایا میرے اللہ عز و جل کا یہ حکم ہے تو جو اسلام نے بتایا اس کے مطابق چلیں گے تو گھر کے اندر سکون اور امن آئے گا لیکن اس سٹیٹمنٹ پہ غور کریں کہ میں پوری اترتی ہوں نہیں ہے تو چینجنگ لے کر آئے گھر میں سکون آئے گا امن آئے گا جی شاہد بھائی کیا فرماتے ہیں
Every woman is different. You see that you know, the bringing of women can be in a particular aspect where they have knowledge. And Allah, as you mentioned about the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, if we read their life and how they were, we will get to learn that, you know, the perfect way of life is that in that aspect. Another aspect, Shaza, we look at is that the life of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha as well, which is, you know, if we take that on board, see, there's different types of flowers and different types of attractions, beauty, fragrance, and benefits in every aspect. Every one of them are for refreshness and the heart and mind. But surely no one can deny the importance of these flowers. But the fact cannot be denied that a rose flower will have more attraction than other flowers. Likewise, a wife which has the knowledge of deen, who has a respect for husband and bringing up the children in a way according to teaching Islam, a wife who has led her life in the way of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. Normally, when we look at a wife, we want to see in what she can do household things. Is she going to be able to work? Is she going to be able to support me if I'm in difficulty? But we need to look at what is the reality of what we need. We need a wife who's going to be able to protect us in every aspect, who's going to be able to teach our children deen, who's going to be able to follow the deen, completely the way deen should be followed as well. Not someone who is just going to be there to help us in our hard times. Yes, wives are there to help in hard times, but we need a wife who's going to be saving us from sins. A wife who's going to be bringing our life to the betterment rather than leaving us in difficulty. Inshallah, later on we'll discuss certain other examples of the wives of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
MashaAllah. Sayyid Sahib, I'd like to add on to that point in regards to especially Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. As you mentioned briefly, there are many virtues of Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and from them I'd like to mention a few, and then on the last one, Sayyid Sahib, that's what I want to speak on, the last virtue of these blessed women, is mentioned that she was the first woman to accept Islam. She radiallahu ta'ala anha had the privilege of becoming the first wife, as you mentioned before, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent salam to her through Sayyidina Jibreel Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this waqia is said that the Sayyidina Jibreel Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in the court of the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Khatija is coming, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she has some food that she's bringing. So when she comes, convey the salam of your Lord and my salam to her. And conveyed his glad tiding that she has a home made of pearls in paradise that has neither any noise or any other inconvenience. Allah. This is the glad tiding for her. So this was that. And many other, that even the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the point, says the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not marry anyone else in her lifetime.
Subhanallah.
And she was given the good news of being blessed with a palace free of noise in paradise. Approximately, I think, 25 years, this is mentioned, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu did not marry anyone else.
Allah. Subhanallah.
And I think you know the point I'm trying to raise here now. Now,
understanding kitni thi, mohabbat kitni thi.
Long marriages or lasting marriages last because of understanding. As you mentioned that, you know, someone says, give me water. You are not doing anything, you are a good motor, and vice versa this works. So they had understanding, mutual understanding. One is understanding, one is mutual, meaning you know. You know, say something, sometimes a person can just get his, whatever he's about to say, he doesn't have to say, sometimes just with ishara, with, you know, pointing of the eyes or point hand gestures, a person can pass his message across. So this is a type of understanding that we need to embed in our families. And unfortunately, this was the 25 years, say sir, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not marry anyone else and stayed in this nikah. You know, there are many reasons why. But now when you look at it, say sir, what force do men get?
Within few months, yeah. Second one.
They go to imams and, you know, if it is okay if I can do that. And his first one doesn't know. Like, just this asking, say sir, shows how misunderstanding or this mutual understanding which we don't have within our families.
घर में से भी तो प्रोवोक किया जाता है, कर लो जी,
हाँ
क्या है, देखेंगे तुम्हें, मतलब वो कहते हैं कि कोई मिलेगा ही नहीं, इस तरह धमकियां दे रहे होते हैं.
And when they find someone and they're like, oh, बर्बाद and oh, you ruined this and this and that. But this again, you know, neither one should provoke from this side, from that side. There's always should be a mutual understanding between the wife and the husband. And then you will see that you will have a long lasting. If you want a similar relation without bilat tamthil wa tashbih, with the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 25 years is a long time, say sir. And for anyone to last that long, and there needs to be a mutual understanding like our pious predecessors. So this is something we need to start within our families, even the Islamic sisters, Islamic brothers that are watching us. Have built this mutual understanding. You can't just say, oh, she needs to understand me, that's it. Or he needs to understand me. No. We need to understand each other.
Okay.
This way it needs to be. Not one-sided, not the other-sided. Both-sided need to work together. As you mentioned, Saysa, you know, when you're learning how to drive a car, or a car has only one steering wheel, even if there's two drivers sat in one car, other one can give suggestions. But there's only one steering wheel. He'll steer to you and make you reach your destination. That's the man. He's steering your household into a better direction. You can give him suggestions. You can give him suggestions, and if
he doesn't, he order it.
Order.
Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order. Order अब जबरदस्ती मशवरा दे रहे हैं ऐसे कर लो एंज कर लो एंज कर लो, तो गाड़ी तो प्रॉब्लम तो होगी सर.
You know, when regularly when you put whispers or too much mashwaras are not good as well. That person says, let me act upon you first when you're giving me 10 orders, as you mentioned as well. So again, steering wheel is one steering wheel. He will direct the car or the house in this matter, where the house or the car is going. You can give your suggestions if you are capable of. And if he doesn't take it, don't be upset. Think there might be a reason why. And so again, similar, so this comes down to what I said initially, this mutual understanding between both Fariqa and both sides. And when this starts to happen, as it was part our pious predecessors used to do, inshallah, the long-lasting marriages will return.
Ameen.
And everything will return as well. So
in regards to Sayyiduna Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, what I'm trying to do in this topic, Sayyidah, is the topic is how should a wife be? But I'm trying to mention something from their blessed life and then put it to this modern era that we're in at this moment in time, and how much we're actually abiding by these rules that or these way of life that our Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they have set out. And if you talk about the generosity of Sayyidatuna Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam themselves, they mentioned that by Allah Azza wa Jalla, I have not found a better wife than Khatija radiallahu ta'ala.
Allah.
I've never found a better wife than them. When everyone rejected me, she believed in me. When everyone denied me, she bore witness to me. And when no one was ready to give me anything, Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha gave to me all her things, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted me children from her.
Subhanallah.
So this was Sayyidina Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the last point I like to focus here, Sayyidah, that when no one gave stuff to the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, she gave all her wealth, all she had, for the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam. And Sayyidah, today in this modern era, Sayyidah, you know, gold, this doesn't become rusty unless oxygen is put inside gold. But so much gold our families, they keep inside, that even though bazaaran they don't get rusty, like they keep it for such amount of time, that but rather they won't spend that. You know, for example, if a place is a masjid or a local institute is opening and they're asking for donations and you can donate your gold, and this gold that you haven't worn over 20 years, what's it to use to you? You're going to give zakat on it, of course. But other than that, what's the use to you? So give in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our pious predecessors, especially Ummahatul Mu'mineen, when they sought an opportunity, when opportunity was given to them that, you know, for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, spend money in the way of Allah, they would give open-heartedly. Today, this is something that we need to embed in our minds as well. Our family sisters are watching at home in particularly, because they are known as the, you know, the treasurers of the house, they are known as well. So any ingoings, outgoings, they need to go through them. So similarly, when any institute or idara is opening for masjid in particular, be it a well or be it a masjid in Pakistan or any other country which needs these things, solar panels, etc., the woman of the house should be at the front saying to the man that, yeah, this is gold I don't wear, I don't need, but someone needs it. So the value of this, exchange it and give it in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, acting upon the sunnah of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. And so, you know, if we, especially our Islamic sisters, and a message for the brothers as well, that if the brothers read the seerah of our Sahaba, in particular Khulafa'i Rashideen, then, and our Islamic sisters, those who are husbands and wives, if they read the seerah of our Ummahatul Mu'mineen, in particular Sayyidina Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, they will realize that how much they are far away from following their blessed footsteps.
Allah.
Even if one, or you can, what you can do if you want to start from today to following these footsteps, read their biography, read their seerah, how they were, how they treated the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or even for men, how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam treated, how they were helping the household works, how sometimes they will, you know, start to cook as well. There's a famous story, but so how they would come together and help in the household matters, etc. Even if we were to embed, or even if we were to take one aspect from the many aspects of their life, our households, our family problems will start to diminish. So this all comes down to say, sir, at the end, that how much do we know about our pious predecessors' biographies, in particular Sayyidatuna Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha.
their biography, all the other blessed Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and for the male side, how much do we know about the blessed Seerah, the Akhlaq, the character of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we start to learn this and take this on board with our minds and our heart present, then all these problems in the household, this will start to go, and you'll see mercies, and you'll see a lot of things that didn't used to happen. Your wife used to listen to you, the husband is listening to the wife, vice versa. All this will change. You become good, the one you're dealing with will become good as well. But the condition is, act upon the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ and the blessed lifestyle which Ummahatul Mu'mineen have left for us.
Just to expand on that aspect, my advice would be to those sisters who are watching, if they join the Sister Jamiat al-Madina and study in these institutions, they will gain so much knowledge about the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the life of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, rather than sitting at home and having suspicions about the husband, what the husband is doing, and creating these problems. It's better to utilize that time in a constructive way where you're seeking knowledge. We see that many issues amongst husband and wife arise when a husband does something and a wife becomes suspicious of his actions. When there's suspicion is between husband and wife, these will cause problems as up. The husband may not be doing anything wrong, but because of her mentality, he's out late, he may be doing work, he may be with some friends doing something maybe important regarding his work. But because she has this mentality, she's got that time and starts to suspect that my husband's out late night, my husband's not spending much time at home, she automatically begins to maybe thinking that he's doing something wrong. And they need to get the suspicions out of their minds. And rather than having the suspicions, speak to your husband about it. If there is suspicions, line out the difference, so to speak. That, you know, why are you out so late? When these thoughts begin to come into a wife's head, she will cause further problems. And rather than solving the problem, it will create further problems. Therefore, it is important that they attend these institutions where Islamic knowledge is being taught, and they seek this knowledge so that they can better themselves, better their household, as well as their children.
MashaAllah. Ye bhi hai na, mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya ki I've seen the women more in the hellfire. Auraton ko zyada jahannam mein dekha gaya. The reason, sahaba karam rahimahum ridwan asked, what's the reason? Mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya ki ungrateful. ناشکری کی وجہ سے تو عرض کرتے ہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیا اللہ کی ناشکری میرے آقا علیہ السلام اپنے شوہر کی ناشکری کرتی ہیں اور ان کے احسان سے مکر جاتی ہیں یعنی کہ ان کے احسان کو بھول جاتی ہیں اور جواب میں کیا کہتی ہیں جب بھی کوئی تکلیف پہنچتی ہے ان کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کرتے ہوئے ساری زندگی اچھا سلوک کریں کوئی ایک تکلیف پہنچ جائے کوئی بات پہنچ جائے کہ تم سے کبھی کوئی بھلائی دیکھی نہیں ہے کیا ہے تم نے یہ سنا ہے نا ساری زندگی کماتا رہا کھلاتا رہا لک آفٹر کرتا رہا ایک چیز پوری نہ کرے تو کیا ہے تم نے آج تک تمہارے پاس کوئی سکھ دیکھا ہی نہیں ہے میں نے جب سے تمہارے پلے بڑی ہوئی زندگی خراب ہو گئی ہے ساری بےچارہ وہ محنت کر رہا آٹھ آٹھ دس دس گھنٹے اوور ٹائم کر رہا ہے آپ کو جیولی لا کر دے رہا ہے گولڈ لا کر دیے کپڑے دیے کھانا دیا گھر دیا سب کچھ دیا لیکن ناشکری اور احسان کو جھٹلانے کی وجہ سے جہنم میں عورتیں زیادہ ہوں گی یہ میں نہیں کہہ رہا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا تو جو اسلامی بہنیں اس طرح کرتی ہیں بات بھول ہی جاتی ہیں یہ بھی ایک عادت ہے انسان جو ہے نا وہ اچھی چیز بس ہوتا ہے باقی بھول جاتا ہے ذرا سا کچھ کر دے تو کہتا ہے جو کچھ تھا نا سارا اس کو وائپ آؤٹ کر دیتا تم نے کیا کیا ہے کیا کیا ہے عدیل بھائی زیادہ ایکسپیرینس والے کیا کہتے ہیں عدیل بھائی آخر میں کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں
جی شاہ صاحب میں تو یہ آسا کہ صبر ہی رکھن سارے جنہوں نے اس طرح معاملات کر دے پیش آمد تو یہی ہے کہ صبر دا پھل میٹھا ہوتا ہے جیسے اصل صبر رکھساں تو اگر کوئی گھر معاملات ہو بھی جانے تو دونوں ایک وال نو ایٹ لیسٹ صبر کر لینا چاہیے تو یہی ہے کہ پھر انشاءاللہ اس دے درجات بھی بلند ہو سن تو اجر بھی مل سی اس دا
میں تے ود دا بایوگرافیز اف اور پائس پریڈیسرز امہات المؤمنین اینڈ دین ایمبیڈ دس ان یور لائف انشاءاللہ یو سی
Just a quick message, girls, sisters watching. Remember, you are not only a wife, you are a mother, you are a daughter-in-law, and your sister-in-law. So take care with everything rather than arguing with your husband and make your marriage work.
SubhanAllah, the blessing of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عورت جب پانچوں نمازیں پڑھے، رمضان کے روزے رکھے، اپنی شرمگاہ کی حفاظت کرے، اور اپنے شوہر کی اطاعت کرے تو اس سے کہا جائے گا جنت کے جس دروازے سے چاہے وہ داخل ہو جائے, جس دروازے سے چاہے جنت سے داخل ہو جائے. نماز, روزہ, اپنی شرمگاہ کی حفاظت اور اپنے شوہر کی اطاعت, یہ چیزیں اگر اپنا لیں گے انشاءاللہ تو جنت کے جس دروازے سے چاہے داخل ہو جائیں گے. اپنا بہت خیال رکھیے گا, اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرمائے. اینڈ کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.